In this country, many people are still struggling to find a job or just stay afloat without regular income. Numerically speaking, the recession has hit more men than women. That is, more men have lost jobs. But it hasn't been easy for women either. According to the Labor Department, just over the last year, the number of women between the ages of 45 and 64 who are long-term unemployed, meaning out of work for more than 6 months, has more than doubled. Reporter Gloria Hillard met two baby boomer women who've been searching for work for more than a year.
Barbara Bosch is showing me around her three-bedroom condo in West Los Angeles. She apologizes for the extra clutter, a mattress and box spring lean against the wall.
So that's kind of sitting around right now.
To help her cover the rent, her son moved into the first bedroom down the hall, and she's just rented out a second bedroom. The petite 49-year-old wears her dark brown hair in a ponytail. She says it's been a while since she's had roommates.
Oh, boy. I can't even think. I think it was like in the 80s.
She says she can deal with losing her privacy if it means keeping the home she's lived in for 7 years.
That would be the last thing that I would have wanted to do is have to move too, you know, with everything else that's going on.
The everything she refers to began in July 2008 when she was laid off from her job as a bookkeeper at a small CPA firm. At the time, she wasn't too worried. After all, she'd never really been without a job. But within a month, she knew this time was different. Every day, she searched the internet from CareerBuilder to Craigslist. The rest of her week, she'd spend going to interviews set up by temp agencies.
And then they're telling me that the group of people that I'll be working with are much younger. And I'm looking at them thinking, well, I don't really look that old, you know, at all. And I think I fit in with no problem. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I haven't been getting the callbacks. I don't know.
No callbacks, so 3 months ago, Bosch made a decision. She heard the medical field was still hiring.
Okay, well, let's get started because we've got a lot to cover.
Bosch is now attending college to get certified as a licensed vocational nurse. She says it hasn't been easy being a student again, but she felt it was her only option.
I need to live, you know, in order to have a roof over my head. I've got to financially be able to take care of myself. You know, I don't have anybody else to fall on.
Across town, Denise Dubois is sitting at a computer showing me the source of some of her income, the personal belongings she's sold on eBay.
I've sold shoes. I've sold my whole set of Danish teak salad bowls.
She describes herself as a young and hip 56, someone with a film degree who has worked in marketing, development, and real estate for most of her life. She's been without a job.
It's been 13 months now. And after sending out 1,000 resumes, and I've gotten only 2 phone calls. I thought I was, quote, going to go mad if I wrote another cover letter.
At an L.A. County job center, the chairs are full. Jewish Vocational Services runs this center. Director Angie Cooper says they're seeing women of all ages and educational levels, especially one group.
They're women who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. They're telling us that they can't do what they did before and that they feel there's ageism out there. They feel that their skills are outdated.
Okay, who's next to present?
Back in the classroom, nursing student Barbara Bosch takes a seat in the first row. School has now become her full-time job, and she worries that in 3 months, her unemployment benefits will run out.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't.
She won't graduate and receive her nursing license until March of next year. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.